Greetings to everyone who have come to worship in the sanctuary in the first of the year. Greetings to those who worship at home as we turn our hearts toward God. That's the first Sunday of the month as well as the year. We will study the Word of God as well as communion after we study the Word of God. Please prepare a portion for the body of Christ and the blood of Christ through a piece of bread and a drink. The title of the message is "The Lord Knows My Path." Someone has described the recognition of like this. God is one can see a black ant on the top of a black rock in the dark night. Maybe this recognition, we think that is something cannot be understood, but I think the understanding of the Lord on our life is even more. In this new year, 2021, we don't know what will happen for the church. We don't know what will happen to ourselves or our family, but God knows everything. We give thanks to the Lord as the author of Psalm 139 from verse 1 to 3, David has talked about how God understands our life. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I write. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. We give thanks to the Lord because He created us, and you know everything that belongs to us, all of our activities, each one of us. When I was young, I read the old story, the fairy tale. We saw the creation is very different than the fairy tales that we have read. I was young, I was read the story why we live to 100, and the story went like this. There are many talk about this, many different in the number of years, but the content is the same. That is, in the old time when God created us, He also created the animals to help with the man and woman. When God created man and woman, He gave us the life to live for 30 years. And afterward, God gave him a cow to help the human, to help in the farming activities. And God created God to live 60 years, the cow is 60 years. And the cow said, "Oh, you gave me too long. Why don't you just give me 20 years? And God said, "Okay, if you don't want 60 years, then I give you 20 years. And when the human said, "So, you got, can you give me 40 more years of the cow?" And God said, "If you want 40 years, you only have 30. And the human said, "Yes, I want 40 more years, Lord." "Okay, if you want it 40 years, I will give it to you." And then afterward, God created a dog. The dog can come and help this human in the house. And I give the dog 30 years to live. The dog said, "Oh, that's too far. Only 15 years. And then I give back to you 15 years. That's what the dog said. And the human said, "Oh, if you don't, can I have that 15 years from the dog? You are so greedy. 30 years, 40 years of cow and 15 years from the dog." Then God also wanted to give it to the human. 15 more years. After that, He brought a monkey to entertain this human. and after the hard day's work. And I give the monkey 30 years to live. And the monkey said, oh, Yinda, I don't want to live that long. Only 15 years left to die. I give back to you 15 years. And when the human said, can I get that 15 years from the monkey? And then, do you really want 15 more years? The human said, yes, I want 15 more years. And so I give you 15 more years. So you will have 100 years to live. And from there, the human has 100 years on this earth. From the time of birth until 30 years, it's very, no worry at all, because 30 years in human life. But after 30 years, the human continues to live 40 years of the cow. And those 40 years, he works really hard to support life. And the human lives, that's now 70 years old, and another 15 years of the dog. 70 years, the human can walk around only around the house, don't do much. And after 15 years of the dog, and then another 15 years of the monkey, do nothing. Cannot do anything, just scratching, and then a smile, just like a monkey. And could not understand. And that is the whole story, the fairy tale, why we live 100 years. God created us a wonderful way. He gave us His life. So in all the animals, the human race is the one can live forever. Only the human has a soul. And the soul lasts forever, would never die. So not a human has this kind of life. And the Bible tells us because of sin, God limited the life on earth about 100 years. Though the human can live many years, just like Adam and Eve. Adam lived for 100 years. Noah lived 900 years. And the oldest is Methuselah, 965 years. Though the life is long, for the short life today, until 80 or 90 years, but God knows exactly our life now, because God created us for Him. The portion that we have read, when David said, you know when I sit or I rise, all the verb that sit, rise, or lie down, that David mentioned, these are activities in our lives in a normal way. Every day we do these things. But today, in the first new year, I like to use these three verbs, sit, lie, and rise, and sit and lie, to extract a spiritual message that our lives have been sit with God, where your life and mine has been a walk with the Lord. And finally, how your life and I, when we lie down, what happened afterward? There are three things we will think together. God knows when I sit, when I rise up, and when I lie down. Let's pray for guidance. Dear our loving Father, we thank you for this first New Year Sunday. We all gather here to worship you. Though some of us could not come, but we give thanks to the Lord. Wherever we are, we can worship the Lord, the one who created our life. May your word lead our life and help us to be of value to you. We thank you. We lift everything into your right. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The first point we want to share is that God knows when I sit. A baby can crawl and then sit when that baby is about 6 months old. And some can do it earlier or later. But the fact that the baby can crawl and then begin to sit, saying that he has, the baby has ability to development normal. If the baby does not crawl or sit, and that's something dangerous. But God created the baby so that he can be the ability to sit and crawl. When the baby can crawl and sit, and that baby does not want to be dependent on the mother to put him wherever he is, he would not lie there if the mother put there. He find a way to crawl away. So this is the time the baby, the parents must have to protect this baby. When the baby just lying down is okay, but when it knows how to crawl, the baby can explore. And it's very worrisome for the parents. So the parents can use a crib or anything to keep the baby safe when the baby know how to crawl and sit. And in our spiritual aspect of our life, I want to encourage you this way. As parents, we have a responsibility to lead our children when they were young and growing up. Now, normally, we have to remember that if the parent is someone going to the pagoda, and then the child will go out worshiping Buddha. If the parents go to the church, they will teach the our kids to go to church. And that is something natural in our life. The children inherit what the parents teach them. They didn't recognize anything when they were young, but they were taught. They inherit that knowledge from the parents. So the baby, the child can go to church if the parents go to church. They will go to the pagoda if they go to, parents go there. But our issue, when we bring our children to the church, it's just not about to go to church. And my Evan Bausa's son, my grandson, if he hears about the church, and he said, change me. And at home, he would not change. He accepted because he knows how to get. He could not realize going to church. And here he can run around and play around with their peers. There is no recognition about God that they like to go. But our responsibility as a parent is that to teach the children how to recognize the Jesus is his Savior. To bring the children to church is good, but the responsibility not to bring them to church, but to make their children recognize to accept the Lord Jesus of their life. So David is someone who has been born in the recognition of the Lord. When David said, my God knows me, for I know the Lord, there is relationship between David and the Lord that he worshiped. And he wants to describe his recognition is something is personal between David and the Lord. Not just a recognition is someone out there, someone who created the Israelite people. Not is someone who has chosen the Israelite. It's not just like that, but to recognize Lord David is something is very, very personal. In Samuel chapter 7, verse 34 and 35, when David to bring the food to his brother in the front line, and David saw the armies, everybody very sad and afraid of the enemy, the Philistine. And there, over there, there is a giant. And talking and despising and mocking the people is Israel. And David asked to come and fight this giant. But Saul said, no, you are only a child. But David talked about his situation. David said like this, verse 34 and 35, your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. David is only a shepherd, and it's something he, a child could do. Nothing more important. The brothers can be in the army and protect the Israel, but David is only a child. Does something very normal, like a shepherd for his father. But David said, when a lion or a bear came and carried out a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and killed it. Dear congregation, a young person, about teenager, can fight with a bear and lion and say, if they capture my sheep, I will get it from them and kill it. If they hear and I can pull on its hair. Did David lie? Did David this is true in the life of David. Though in everybody, David is just a child, a teen. Here, Saul said, you are a child compared to that time. But in everybody else's eyes, David is a child. In the eyes of the Lord, David is a warrior, can fight against lion and bear to protect the sheep of his father. Dear congregation, when a child knows how to sit or knows his ability to walk, he could not be confined to a place. Wherever he crawls, he will. That means he has the ability to bring his body into according to the will of the baby and not depending on the mother to put his, himself to cry in one place. Life of a one belonging to the Lord. When we were young, we could be brought to the church, to go to church. We can make our activities to sing along with the children's choir. But the important thing is that until the place, we have the ability to recognize that there is a God that has authority on my life. That's an important point. When a child grows up knowing there is a God has authority on his life who can also save them from sin, and that child is sitting before the Lord. When I was young, my family raised me up in the to recognize the Lord. I was going to church. I was taking to the church. But inside of me, God gave me a desire. In 11 to 12, I become to lead the youngster term. And I can learn how to lead the youngster. Younger than me. 13, 14, I began to participate the activity of church, like prayer, the time to worship in the family worship. Maybe someone who are a child that participates in all activities of the church. And 15 and 16, and I was baptized. In 15, 16, I was baptized, but I put that at 16, I need to read the whole Bible, and I have completed when I was 16, reading the whole Bible. I learned many passages in the Bible, many. The portion that have a tassel in it. And that time, in 1516, if I ask something about the Bible that's familiar that we've been preached to in the church, no, I can answer in 5 minutes and where it is in the Bible. And if something strange, I make take me a day or two to find, because I am familiar with the Word of God. And in 1516, I practiced, learned how to sing and play the instrument. Then I lead the song to the youngster. I practice the song for the youngster. And then I practice the music to play in the church. In 1718, I begin to participate in the radio program, the evangelical events, and go into the hospital and organize the vacation Bible school, even the church, all those churches around in the country. In 1920, I taught the Bible for the new believers, begin to share the message or organize the evangelical celebration. When I've done all these things, it's not because my brother and my father has done it. No, I didn't follow them. My parents did not participate. And my younger sisters, older sisters, then only me that was doing this. And even when I have done these, only by myself, there is no motivation in me. But I recognize one thing, that to believe in God is something very special and very personal. So we have to sit before the Lord. The condition of today's church is that many still lying. Lying in the church means that whatever, depending on others, when we see that the husband goes to church, then the wife will follow. And if the husband doesn't go, then they will stay home. And that means someone is dependent on others on our faith. It's not that we don't have the condition to come because my partner is not going or my parents are not going, I'm not going. That condition just to lie down before the Lord. There are other conditions that you have to encourage, you have to command someone. If not, that person wouldn't do anything. When we have the recognition that we sit before God, that means that we use what God has given to us to apply in our service of the Lord, that we have ability. There are many people who know how to sing, to play instrument, but in our, we are lacking to many people who participate. That means, is it motivated by parents? So the youngster can become to sit before the Lord. Today, God is examining. He can see each one of us to see if that person is wanting to sit before the Lord. The second point that we think, God knows when I rise. A child know how to stand up when he was about a year old. Maybe can walk earlier, and normally it's about a year old when he begins to walk. A child can walk more stable when he's about 14 or 15 months. And the child can stand up and walk, means that child is now independent. Though when he begins to walk, but once the child knows how to walk, then he does not want to be limited by their parents. And he just want to walk. He does not want to be carried. Why? Because he is independent. He wants to stand on his own feet. And this is something the child wants to walk from one place to another, because he wants to explore everything around him or her. so that the development of a child from the time he could sit, now he could stand up and then he can walk. If a child could not want to walk, that means there is something deficient about the body of this child. Maybe nutrition is not there for the child. There's a story. They did an experiment. They used the ticks, put it in the box, and when the tick can jump about a few meters, and when the scientist put the ticks inside a box and begin, the ticks would jump and hit the ceiling of the box and right down. And many times the ticks would jump. Doesn't matter what event. And the ticks begin to reduce the height only up to the ceiling and not hitting the ceiling of the box. After a while, they open the box and the ticks just jump a little lower distance height because they have been conditioned to do so. When our life is conditioned to just a life condition, we could not recognize our responsibility, our wish to do something for our Lord is not there, that our attitude of service is always just like the ticks. We say, it's enough just to go to church. To be present is okay enough. Well, we can do a few things and that is enough. But dear congregation, our life can create not just for these years on earth. Just like what we have heard. Our life belonging to the Lord, created to serve and explore the wonderful things God has in store for us. David said, from afar you can know me. That means God looking at each other. He wants to know those persons, are they walking? How do they walk? What they will do for me? In John chapter 10, verse 14 and 15, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Jesus talked about the relationship, a personal relationship. I know my sheep, and my sheep knows me. And the relationship, that personal thing, is complete, just like the relation between Jesus and the Lord. So Jesus said, as Father knows me, and I know the Father. Can you think about the relationship with ourselves and James, just like the important as the relationship between Jesus and his Father? But this is something God just wants us to have, that he uses blood to bind us off from our sin. In our faithful life, David has been sitting to listen to the word of God. But when David rise to be obedient to the word of God, and in a role of a king, he sit to listen to the word of God. But when when David rise, he can judge righteously according to the word of God. And in each activity, big or small, David used the standard of God to be his own standard, not the standard of a human law. When he came to the Philistine attacking Israel, he was surprised that all the warriors, they were sitting in a set air. David has a different one. David said, that Philistine, who is that Philistine that can mock the warriors of the Lord? Where his brother and the warriors were worried and fearful of Philistine. But David, and that Philistine, who is that? This is the warrior of the Lord. How can that be mocked by a Philistine? Please, let me fight this giant, David said. Saul said, no, you are just a child. look at this giant. He was a warrior since he was a child. But David said, deal peace. If God, then I can fight the lion, the bear. God, my God, can give me that giant to slay. David's view is something that has discovered something new of the Lord, the wonderful things of the Lord. Our life, our spiritual life, must be developed, not just going to the church, but there is a relationship with the Lord. David, in all his life, from the child until adult, he is close to the Lord. He experienced the Lord, whatever he has blessed him. When he became king, David can still be worshiping the Lord. When he was king, the Philistines attacked the Israelites in Samuel chapter 2. Dear God, can I fight the Philistines? David was a king. He has been victorious over Philistine, but now Philistine came back. Dear God, should I fight the Philistine? God said, yes. And then David can listen and defeated the Philistine. And the second time, a larger warrior, he asked the Lord again, should I fight the enemy? God said, wait. Just sit there, wait. I will cause the army to fight. And you have heard, when you hear something, and at that time you will rise and fight. We see that David is close to the Lord because he discovered all the wonderful things of God. And whether that word is difficult to understand, the closer we got, we can even know more about the Lord's will. In Genesis, we learn of Enoch that the Bible said, walk with the Lord in 300 years. He lived 365 years, just like anybody else on earth. But from the time God gave him a child, that his child is Methuselah. And then God said, this is a blessing that you remind for you that when this child died, and then judgment will come on the earth. And your congregation, Methuselah, 965 years. And in 1965, fifth year of Methuselah's life, that's the time when the flood came. Enoch did not see that, but because of message that Methuselah, when that child died, then the judgment will happen. And then Enoch walked with the Lord. And afterward, also walked with the Lord. And this Noah is something who walked with the Lord. In the time of the Old Testament, who walked with the Lord. And Paul said, they walked with the Lord. Paul said, today, we are walking with the Holy Spirit means that to walk with the Lord in the Holy Spirit, that means that we walk before the Lord and we can do anything we want. It doesn't mean that we walk behind, far behind, and we will be lost with the Lord. We walk alongside the Lord. To walk, have to be close with the Lord in our life. And that is someone who can stand up before the Lord. To fulfill our responsibility, fulfill the mission that we have been given. We give thanks to the Lord. I have come to, when I was close to 40, I came to the U.S. and I accepted the invitation to serve the Lord here. And today is 25 years since that day I served. In this 25 years, I study the Lord on my own. I have not heard anybody that preach so that I can share with you. I have to read many and listen to many. But in this reading and listening, we have to be careful. There are certain reading and listening coming from just a human ideology. How can we eliminate these so that we understand truly belonging to the Lord that's teaching me to lead the church? In the 25 years I serve the Lord, I prepare the message for the weekly message. I do not rely on any material outside of the Bible, only our experience, because in the Lord we learn a lot that the books, other books, do not bring. If we spend a longer time, immediately the Lord will reveal to him his word in a clear way. And next to study the Bible, to share with the message, how can we be hear others' stories so that we can bring comfort to others? How can we become someone to suffer, long suffering? There are so many to bring. To try to, how can we accept those who are trying to hurt me without me having him in my service? How can we be patient? But there are so many things that I'm not familiar with. How to help the believers when we first to find a place to live, an apartment, to fill out the paperwork, and to ask for a social security help. How can we share all these, those who could not, they have their children to help them. There are many have to find jobs. So I have to be familiar with the world around us to help others, to help the new believers, to go to the doctor. So many people who are old, who are sick, that need help, and to learn how to help them. There are so many things that we could not have the ability. Many sometimes disappointed. It's not very different than serving the Lord in Vietnam. It's easy to make us disappointed, but the Lord said not to ask you to do something or to be faithful in the place that the Lord has given. And that's the biggest lesson for me, dear congregation. When we keep the activities of the church, we will never develop into a mature Christian. But we must have a personal relationship. In any age, there must be a relationship, personal relationship with our Lord. David said, in all my ways, you know, our key verse. See if there is any offensive way in me, dear congregation. When David said, please see if any offensive way in me, this is something to challenge the word. This is not something to of a proud person, but something, a prayer of David. Why did David say this? Because David said, Lord, please let me see if I have anything in evil in me so that you can change me, Lord. If anything my weakness, that God can change my weaknesses. If there is any shortcoming that you can keep towards me so that he can be in the everlasting path with the Lord. David has failed many times in his life. So many times. He know that, like David, we wouldn't think that he would fail. But David said, all the enemy can push me, but God has not forgotten me. In Psalm 118, verse 18, the Lord has chastened me severely, but the Lord will lift me up. In Micah 7:8, do not gloat over me, my enemy. Though I have fallen, I will rise. Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light. Dear congregation, your life and mine can be imperfect. There are many things wrong with us. We can fall, but God knows my path. Because God is concerned with our lives, that God knows my path, that God wants the path in the everlasting way. Isaiah, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. When we become a person that rises before the Lord, that's when you and I accept the Lord, the thoughts of the Lord to be ours, to accept the Lord's way as our way. God knows when he sits, when we rise up. The third point, God knows when I lie down. A person who lies when the days are over, the night is coming. A person who lies down is someone who has completed responsibility. A person who lies down is a person does not have the strength to do anything else. All must lie down. And in Joshua described, like it, now I am about to go the way of all the earth. What is the way of all the earth? You know which, in Hebrew chapter 9, verse 27, just as the people are destined to die once, and after, to face judgment. We must all die and face judgment. And this is something God has given to the human race when sin entered into the world. When we feel that between a relationship between himself and God, he knows David. In David, in the first, but the Lord watches over the way of righteousness, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. So we see the way of have a relationship with the Lord, close to the Lord, is different than the way no will know the Lord. That has a faraway life from the Lord. He now shows us that walk with the Lord and no more. Why? Why is he doing? Because the Lord has accepted and received Enoch. Does not know death. When sin enters the world, everybody dies. But this is something God made. Enoch does not experience death because he walked with the Lord. Another one in 2 Kings chapter 2, that is Prophet Elijah. Elijah was lifted up to heaven in a whirlwind of fire. And this whirlwind is something, a miracle. It's not a cyclone or a storm. Eli and Elijah. It is a storm. Both of them has been dead. Now, this is a miracle that God has done. This is a blessing. And only Elijah can receive this. And Elijah worked with Eli. And Elijah was lifted up. Haley was lifted up into heaven. This is a miracle to say that a servant of the Lord and that the Lord is concerned about this person. And so these been recorded in the scripture to show us that behind that someone who is lying, the person belongs to the Lord, is different from the one who does not have the Lord. When we talk about someone who does not put out his faith in the Lord, or a person just knows the Lord but has no relationship with the Lord, both of them will be the same. So God asks you and I must have a relationship that God can bless us. David said, He knows my way. When I sit right now, all my ways, God is known. The Lord knows when David sit and sing, and even when David lies down. He not lie down at the time when God lifted him up. Haley was at the time God took him up to heaven in the world. You and I, how about us? Remember, God know exactly our path. How do we walk with the Lord? How do we walk with the Lord? And then we will know, in another word, our attitude of walking with the Lord must confirm that the place, that our destiny, after we lie down. Please, we ask for God's help on the line. We will not know what happened to us, but we know one thing. God has authority over our life. So live in a life valuable to the Lord. There's a story about a young person, and the birthday, the 30th birthday, he suddenly feel very sad. And he's about at 30 years young. He thought about how to marry or to have children, to buy a house, and then how the job can be stabilized, everything. And he feel worried. 30 years of living in a worryless life. And now he starts to worry his future, how he's going to turn out now. So he used to go to a place, a gym, and in that gym, he know an old person, 79, and this older man come there regularly. And the person, they were friends. Then they worked together in the gym. He said, I feel, mister, that in the future, I will have to face many, I don't know what will become of me. I start to worry, my family, and all that. And he says, oh, mister, is there some time when you feel that you're happy? And the old man said, in the old days, when I was born, I was poor. And so my parents worked far away. When they came home and they bought me cookies or candies, and I was so young, then when a candy or cake, I feel very happy. And then when I go to school, I know how to read. And then I know I was so proud to spell my name, my own name. I feel happy at that time because I know how to write my name. And in the, as a student, after my study, I find a job. And then with this wage, good. The first time I received my check, I feel was so happy to receive my first check. And then one time, I went to the hospital because I was really sick. In that hospital, I think about many things in our life that I do not have the time to think about it. But in the hospital, somebody visited me that sometimes they have no opportunity to see me. I feel happiness there until now, 79 years old. Now, I can still come in this gym every day to practice, to exercise. And that's happiness. And finally, the old man said to the young man, everything those parts that happened to me, just like the book is being written at a certain age, we have a new book, a chapter in the book. We feel worrisome, but after read, you will see a wonderful thing. This is something, a recommendation to realize the value of life. But I want to use 1 verse 24. See if there is any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. This is not something a good word. This is a key verse. We ask the Lord to bless us, to examine ourselves, to see if there anything in us that can separate with the Lord, that causes us to walk in the way everlasting. I encourage each one of us to remember that as a believer is a life that we can walk with the Lord, not to for the Lord to follow us. And this is a standard. Though in our life, God will always follow us, will protect us, to bless us, to guide us. But the standard is that we must walk with the Lord. That means we have to stand, use the standard of the Lord to be our standard. God knows. Our decision, which way do we go? We will be led into everlasting life. And this is the purpose of our life. May God bless you in the new year. Be blessed with this blessing. And this morning is the morning Sunday of the first of the month. And we will have communion. Each of us will have the opportunity to examine ourselves, to think about the love of the God that He sent His Son to sacrifice on the cross for our sake. Just for a normal life like this, just for us to come here every Sunday and then return home, then nothing else, according to our will. What God has done. It's not just for that. God would want us the life that is useful, the way that God has opened for us, that we will walk in His path. All that began from this time up. We know how to sit before the Lord, how we stand before the Lord, and then how we lie down. Please stand. We'll read together the key verse before we examine ourselves to receive communion. Let's all read. See if there is any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Let's pray. Dear our Holy Father, we give thanks to you because our life is in your creation and is in the purpose of everlasting that you have given us. This first Sunday of the year, and we use the example of David to tell the Lord, please examine to see if there is any offensive way in me. There are many things that to separate, to be independent, to be according to your principle that you have created us. Many times, all the burdens of this world cause us to disappoint and to give up and to stay in one place without growing. May we be lifted up away from those things. May we experience in a new and only way, and each day is a new discovery about you, Lord, between our relationship with you. We thank you because you have saved us and you're ready to help us to become valuable as an instrument for you. Though we may have different living conditions, different environment, but God has a everlasting purpose for each one of us. You want us to be yours forever. And please help us to fulfill what you have given us to do. Because today, we can sit before you. That you can see us stand before you. And then, we will rest in your care. This morning we receive communion. The bread and the cup represent the body and the blood of Christ. You have come into this world with only one purpose, to save our condition of death, to open a way for us to life. May we receive the cup and bread. We will know that we will always on your path. Please save us. If our life can only keep the activities, and then we will be far away, to be lost from you, to be separated from you. Please, Lord, there is no other thing that can be more damning than be far away from you. Bless each one of us in this new year to be pleasing, to be tied to your purpose, Lord. We lift this hour up with thankfulness for what you have done, that we will fellowship with each other in communion. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.